Let's turn now to sports. Defending world champions. I'd say they're sure on the defensive now. The Los Angeles Lakers crushed the San Antonio Spurs last night, 101-71, to take a 2-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals against the team that won the NBA title last year. Over in the Eastern Conference, the series between the Boston Celtics and the Detroit Pistons is tied at a victory apiece. And while basketball is in its final weeks, baseball is gearing up. And here to talk about all things sports is our own Howard Bryant. Good morning, Howard.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Let me ask you about this conference, Western Conference series first, because certainly the Lakers are up to an awfully good start. They were down by 20 points on Wednesday night, came roaring back, and then last night a 30-point victory. They're looking awfully good now, aren't they?
They look great, and more than any other team, they've got, as we like to say, that championship look. They're big, they're confident, and they also have the best player in the game. They've got the MVP. They've got Kobe Bryant. And the one thing that you can't do, however, is you got to take it a little slow with these playoff series, especially where the San Antonio Spurs are involved, because they are the defending champions. And we saw them down 2-0 to New Orleans as well, and everyone said that they're old and they're slow and it's about time that they go away. But the fact remains is that they've got two more games at home, and we could be looking at a tie series in just a few days.
Who do you like over in the East? I got to tell you before I ask you, because the Pistons play the Celtics in Detroit tonight, I think that that Celtics-Cavaliers series last week was one of the best in years.
Scott, you're breaking my heart right now. This is a painful thing for me to say. Born and raised in Boston, it's a very difficult thing to watch a Celtic team win 66 games this year and then play as unevenly as they have. LeBron James is a wonderful competitor, and it was amazing to watch him do the things he does because he essentially is a one-man team. But if you're looking at it from the Celtics side, you've essentially let a one-man team take you to seven games, and you haven't won a road game in the postseason. And now that the Pistons beat you in Game 2, you have to win a road game. So I thought it was an interesting series from a basketball standpoint. I think if you're looking at it from the Celtics standpoint, they're in a lot of trouble because right now they're not playing like champions.
Can anyone beat the Lakers?
Yeah, I think San Antonio can beat them. I think I agree with what Charles Barkley said the other day, where you have to pretty much play a perfect game to beat them.
Yeah.
I think the two best teams going right now, I think you've got Lakers, Pistons. I know that people around here want to see Celtics-Lakers as a revival of the 80s. But I think it's going to be Lakers and the Pistons.
Let's move over into baseball. And look, I don't know how long this will last, but I got to ask you about the Tampa Bay Rays.
And how much fun is that? I was looking at the stats before the season started, and I said, you know, this might be the worst baseball team in the history of baseball teams. And that's really saying something. They've been in existence for 10 years. They've always won at least 90 games. Always lost, rather, 90 games a year.
Yeah.
And here they are, a game and a half out of first place for a team that is used to losing 90 every single season. I couldn't figure out if it was the NBA playoffs this year or if it was the fact that baseball is a little boring to me outside of Tampa because the Red Sox look like the class of the league. The Yankees are in last place, and they seem to be a little bit lost. And nobody really seems to be playing as well as the Red Sox are right now. So Tampa's fun. I hope that they're going to stick around. We don't know if they're a 162-game team or a 100-game team. And ditto for the Florida Marlins. It's interesting to see some of these upstart teams. But on the other hand, when you watch the Red Sox play, they're playing with so much confidence right now that they look like a runaway.
But I have to point out, both the White Sox and Cubs are in first place at their respective Central divisions, and I'll be the first one to say it. Subway Series!
White Sox are the hottest team in baseball outside of Boston.
All right. Howard, nice talking to you. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
You're going to watch the Memorial Day race? He's gone. I bet not.
No.
All right. Me neither. Howard Bryant of ESPN.com, our sports guy. And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.